Perfectly Sane Show, episode 276. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Fozzie.
Yes.
And Jeff.
Present.
I guess we should, like, save Halo for the end, because that's probably where most conversation's going to come at. Tony, we played Forced earlier this week.
See, I was trying to forget that had happened.
I think we need to at least confirm that we played it.
did you guys this, get this for, like, review or whatever?
Yeah, well, I had asked, I guess we saw that it came out, and they had sent a press release to Don, and I was like, hey, if you can get a copy of this for review, I'll do it. It's been on my Steam wish list for, I don't know, a year and a half now. It's not on my Steam wish list anymore, and it's not on my hard drive anymore either for the Xbox One. So.
Yeah, or mine, actually, or Don's. I think we all got rid of it very quickly.
It's not that it's, like, actually, it's not a good game.
No, it's awful. Don't try to defend it. It's terrible.
It was fun playing in co-op. So basically what Forced is it's a top-down, think Diablo, Jeff.
Yeah.
Top-down or Gauntlet. Top-down puzzle combat game, fantasy combat. You pick a class. There's like a bow and arrow class. There's a quick melee class. There's a magic class, which I don't think any of us played as.
No.
And then Tony played as, like, the shield
tank
class.
Shield
it's, like,
thing.
Basically a tank. You have this little glowy thing that follows you around, and you can activate pillars or destroy things with it. The puzzles weren't bad. And actually, when it was just puzzle stuff, it was kind of... It was kind of fun because the three of us weren't communicating quite so well. So, like, but yeah, the combat's weak. Like, really,
controls
weak.
Are terrible.
Yeah, so it looks like it should be, probably would work better mouse and keyboard, where you would just be able to click on the enemies, like Diablo-ish. Hey. But instead of kind of going with the Diablo scheme that Blizzard came up with for consoles, they went their own way, and it's a weird twin stick, so you use your left stick to move, your right stick to aim, and then another button to attack. So you're kind of doing hand contortions to do anything.
It made no sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely no sense.
And I thought it was like an RPG. Like, I thought it was going to be this, you know, more in-depth thing. What it is... there's gates, and you go in, and there's individual missions to perform, and they're very quick. In fact, like, as you probably get better and rank up your guy, you can go back and do them. Like, they have time trials, and some of the time trials are, like, do it in less than 2 minutes.
And we were doing them in, like, 8 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, they were still pretty quick, even with us, but, like, you can do them, like, their time trial ones are 2 minutes long, so, like, really, really quick. And there's only 25 of these in the entire game. So, and I think it's very much designed, like, it's worse single player. like, I don't actually, like, there were missions that we had trouble with as a group of three that were damn near impossible playing solo. So, yeah, Forced,
Don't force yourself to play it.
No, it's I would not pay $15 for that game. I don't recommend it at all. So, Tony, you played some Divinity with Don, though. That sounds like a better game.
That's a much better game.
Better PC to console port.
Right. Oh yeah, it works really well. I can't honestly tell the difference. Like, it plays extremely well on console. I played about, I want to say, maybe 2 hours of it. So I played the PC version last year. Awesome, awesome isometric RPG. And it's still awesome. They haven't seemed to have changed the beginning at all for the console, but it's nice to, like, hop through and unlock the achievements. I will say it looks a lot better on my Xbox One than it did on my PC, but then again, I played it before I upgraded to my new PC.
Okay.
So it may have looked fantastic before as well. Now I can like zoom way in and my character looks really good.
And full, like, it had co-op on PC too, but
it did, but this is my first time actually trying the co-op.
Okay.
And if you play Divinity, you have two player characters. And if you're playing cooperatively, you hop into someone else's game, and Don found this was an issue, but I'll mention that later. But you hop into someone else's game and play as their other person. So one of you controls one and one of you controls the other. Okay. And there are a lot of moments in the game where the two characters interact, like you'll have a discussion about something, and that will affect how your stats rank up. Like you'll get +1 to persuasion or +1 to romantic or whatever based on how your dialogue goes between those two characters.
Okay.
And then Don and I got to a point where you have to decide, there's this healer who has this one healing stone and there's two patients. And you have to pick which patient will live and which patient will die. Well, I picked one patient and Don picked the other patient. So we had to play rock, paper, scissors to decide who was right. Rock, paper, scissors for a man's life.
That's gotta be terrifying. If you're
the... Like, yeah, these two guys are dying and laying there on the bed watching us go at it with the rock, paper, scissors. But, interestingly, your stats affect how it goes. So Don's character had a 3 value of intimidate and mine had a 2 value for persuade. So every time I won, I got 2 points, and every time Don won, he got 3 points. And it's the first character to 10 points who wins. I still beat Don 10-6.
Yeah, it definitely sounds fun. I was kind of surprised that it's priced at a full $60, but
yeah. It's I'm not necessarily sure, like, since you can get have gotten it so cheaply on PC that it's even worth it at $60, but the game is really, really good. If you like isometric RPGs, it's definitely worth a shot.
Is that like turn-based?
So if you're wandering around the world, it's real time, but the moment combat starts, it switches into turn-based.
So you can kind of like set your strategies up almost like XCOM-ish in a way, or more like old school Baldur's Gate?
It's an initiative turn system, so in XCOM you move all your guys and the opponent moves all their guys. Okay. In this one it's based on your stats who moves when, so okay, one character moves at a time, so you could end up moving like 2 of your guys and then 3 guys on their side moves, and then you could move your other 2 guys and they have some other people. So you can all get mixed together.
When you're wandering around, do you have direct control of the character like Diablo on consoles, or is it like your thumbstick is like a mouse where you like kind of point where the guy to go?
No, you have control over the character. Yeah.
Okay. I want to try it out. I'm not gonna buy it at $60. I'll get it when it'll drop in price. I'm sure
it'll drop pretty quick. Yeah.
But people talked that game up pretty big when it came out, so...
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the best games I played last year.
Yeah.
So, and now it's enhanced.
It has a good sense of humor, too, right? Like,
oh, man. If you, like, wander through the cemeteries and, like, read the headstones on the graves, it's so hilarious.
Yeah, it's definitely one I want to give a shot to, so... All right, did anybody else play anything that was not published by Microsoft and ends in a 5?
No.
No.
Maybe.
All right. So yeah, Halo 5.
Oh wait, I played Lego Batman 3.
Yeah.
I played.
Oh. Lego, so don't worry about it. Oh, nice.
It's great. It's a lot of fun.
More Lego Batman.
More Lego.
It's the Justice League this time, right?
That's right.
That's cool. Those Lego games are generally pretty good. So.
Yeah. All of them except the Hobbit one.
The Hobbit.
Halo 5. It's out. Jeff and I have finished the campaign.
Nice. I'm like half the group.
No, Fozzie, Jeff, and I played a little bit of Warzone and Arena multiplayer the other day. I played a lot of Arena over the last week, so... What do you guys want to talk about with it? Because there's a lot.
I want to talk about the campaign, man.
Okay.
Campaign so far. I feel like it's one of the probably the more not like at least it's somewhat interesting. I feel the weird thing about Halo is that I don't piece them together, right? Like I remember little bits and pieces.
Right.
It's not interesting enough where like I'm invested, you know? It's there. But it looks good.
I think they've done a better job. I think 343 have done a better job with making the at least the you know, the story a little more personal, I guess.
Right.
Starting with 4. Like, 4 was all about, you know, there was the weird stuff with the Didact that we didn't really know about, but that story was really about Chief and Cortana, and I felt that was way easier.
Yeah.
Way more in-depth than anything that Bungie had previously done, and easy to follow, too. And they definitely continue some of that with 5, although in a weird way.
Yeah. I mean...
I didn't pay attention to the story. I usually don't.
We know, Jeff. We know.
It didn't seem like there was that much to this story, though. It was kind of like Chief is going after Cortana or something, and then these dudes are going after Chief because he's not supposed to do that.
So how far in is Tony?
I am on mission 12.
Okay, so you're past the twist. I think Fozzie is also past the twist.
Oh, there was a twist.
Well, I mean, like, so spoilers. We'll use that as our spoiler alert from now on. So the marketing for this has definitely been, you know, Locke and Chief against each other, or like Oni and the UNSC kind of downplaying Chief, or you know, saying that he's died. And that's not what this game is at all, outside of like maybe the first 4 or 5 missions.
Well, it's right. Not even like they're not rivals or anything. It's just like he has to go after him for whatever. I don't know what the hell.
Well, I mean, I didn't get that the marketing was.
There's a fight.
Yeah, there's a fight. You don't fight it. It's just one of my bigger problems with this.
There are a lot of moments in the game where you're like, "That was awesome. I wish I had participated."
Yeah, like
cutscene,
the opening scene, then like the Locke and Chief fight. There's a bunch of stuff where it's just like, I wish I was actually engaged in this. Like it's cool looking, it's, you know, fantastic animation, but
I think there is a way where like you could have the player in it,
right,
and you still don't sacrifice like the cool cinematics, like you know. Like when you're running, like that one part where,
you know, you put it together.
You have to run from the teleports to like each teleport and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Like running away.
Yeah.
Like that could have totally been me, like running, like getting there, you know?
Yes, I would have really enjoyed that. Like even if it was just kind of like on like a set path where you're just kind of running forward to each one and maybe hitting a jump every once in a while. But instead we get this cutscene of them doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks pretty, but again, I think that the pacing's really well, though, in the story. Like, it's just enough where, because I keep thinking, I'm like, I could actually show my friends this and keep them engaged enough where, like, you can watch the story, you get, like, that 20, 30 minutes of gameplay, then you get that cutscene again. And it's like,
well, and I think the helping keep it engaged, though, is that you do have teammates this time around.
Right.
So they're talking to you, like you get bits and pieces of story as you go, instead of just the Cortana, like on occasion, Chief, go here and press on this door.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of go here and press on this door, kill all the enemies in the next room, but you're getting a little more, you know, back and forth between the characters.
I will say the one thing I like about the team, like, I didn't really care for it, but I, in terms of gameplay, I like that they will revive you.
Yes.
I definitely use that.
It's nice to not have to restart the whole thing over again.
Yeah. Like, there are times, though, where you just get blasted, and then that's it. Like, there is no reviving. Like, you died.
Yeah, if you're in a vehicle and you die, that's an instant death. There's a couple other ones. Like, I guess if you get hit with any of the incineration weapons that the Prometheans have, that can kill you as well, because, well, there's nothing left to
pick
back up. I enjoy that part. Makes a lot of sense.
I think that allows them to like up the enemy count and make it a little more difficult even in normal, because I don't recall like getting killed as much in like earlier Halos. In this one, I like was down a lot and I had to get revived, and that's also me just not being good, but I was happy for it to be there. So
yeah, it does. I did run into a couple instances when you're doing the boss fights.
That's a complaint I got.
where your teammates would come to try and revive you.
And oh, just yeah.
Everybody would
and they
be
would
cut
die.
Down at once, yes.
Because they're not good. They don't know how to fucking, like... It's like, yo, if you're getting shot at, you could, like, stop for a second and then come get me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to just, like, blindly just run there and...
Right, or, like, maybe, like, assign one to come to you instead of all three, because then all three are like standing around you, and then the warden comes up and swipes his sword. Everyone's dead.
We need to talk about the warden, because that's one of the disappointments for me.
Okay.
Not like I don't have a problem with the design of that boss. I actually like it, but that's all they had, and they just kept repeating it. And then they're like, "Well, you thought that was hard.
Here's
how about two?
Here's three."
Yeah, and you're like, dude, this is not good. Come up with a different boss or something. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's like they had to fit that in there narratively or whatever. But, like, I don't give a shit about the story. Like, give me a different kind of boss to fight. Because, like, I did like the design of that boss, kind of. Like, I liked how you had to get him from behind. But it's like, that's great.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. That's great, though. But, like, okay, I got it the first and second time. Like, I didn't need it like two or three more times or however many. Like, you fight him a lot, and it's really just like, here's three of them, here's six of them, have fun. Like,
yeah, the last time, Fozzie's not quite there yet, but the last time, I think that, actually maybe not the last time, but you're on your way to Cortana, and maybe on your way to where Blue Team is, and you end up fighting three of them.
Yeah, I want to say
it's a bitch. Like,
I want to say it's mission 14, maybe.
Yeah, I think you do fight them again after that.
Sorry, I didn't think there was each.
There's 15 missions.
Although three of them don't count.
Yeah, they're hub worlds, which were really weird.
But didn't need to be there, honestly.
I thought it was all right from a, like, let's, you know, break up the pacing, but, like, slow it down a bit. There's different ways to kind of relay that information.
Just do it. Just give me a cutscene.
Well, right. It's like you give cutscenes for all the other cool stuff. Why can't you just give a cutscene of, like, Osiris walking through and getting the information they need and moving on?
Yeah.
So, just really quick, like, how long is this? Like, not, like, 6 hours maybe or something, right?
I think it took me about eight.
Eight?
Seven
okay.
or eight.
Yeah.
Tell you right now, it's not that long though. Campaign took me 7 hours and 47 minutes.
Right. You guys are playing on normal.
Yeah, whatever the default was. I figure, like, when play co-op, boot up the boost up the difficulty. Get that heroic. I think there's achievements for playing it on heroic and as under co-op.
Heroic's the one that's one up from normal, right?
One up, yeah. Legendary's the one that's all the way.
It would be fun if us four would, you know, maybe not now, once the holiday season's
some
up.
Point.
Should I do like Legendary or something, get some achievements.
Yeah, sure.
It can't be
I actually really like the design of some of the levels, though.
There's definitely some, like, each level kind of has its own feel. Well, not each one, but each planet, at least.
Yeah.
Like, looks a lot different from the other.
I feel like there's something to the mission design, too, a little bit. Like, there's always something there, like, even just the second level, it's just the first one I remember mentioning to Chris, like, there's that part where it's like, hop in a Banshee and blow up all these vents. Like, you know, it wasn't just straight run through and kill stuff. Or I think later in the game, there's one where there's like spots where there's like shields with rooms you can't get into. You have to figure out a way around the shield. It's like a little minor puzzle element. Mm. I think probably all the campaigns have had stuff like that, but I don't know. I just feel like there was something that stood out in most of the missions. Although I didn't definitely felt like the last mission didn't have anything that stood out. Like, you expect, like, dude, like, some of, I'm not going to spoil anything, but like, some of the final missions in like the games are like really awesome. Like, I think the first Halo, like where you're going through the Warthog, I thought, like, with the Warthog through it, I thought that final mission was great. Yeah, I thought Halo 4.
I will say, I think that the vehicle missions in this game are, they're weak.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of like a tradition. Like, Halo 4, like, remember at the end you got to fly? Like, that was awesome, dude.
That was the Death Star Trench run.
Yeah. So good. And this one, it was just like, the final level was super vanilla, like, kind of run through and kill. Like, it was, there was nothing to it that I remember that was anything.
I mean, that final level was, there was a little more to it than that. There was, you know, you had to take down the different areas.
Yeah, what I didn't like that. Like,
I didn't say it was good. It was a little more than just, like, you know, go here. Like, there was something to it. There was an objective that you were doing. It just wasn't particularly great.
I expect something spectacular from the final mission. Like, something like, I just played though.
I do, like, and I wonder if this is just, you know, because this is the second in a new trilogy, and Halo 2 suffered from this too, because I think Halo 2's game, like Halo 2's ending is against the Brutes.
Yeah.
It's terrible. That ending is awful.
What's the one that, was it 3 that had, like, the Warthog, and you're like...
Well, one and 3 ended with Warthogs, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I just played through Halo 1 for the first time, like, a year, or probably with Master Chief Collection or whatever. And, like, I'm playing that final level, and it was really hard and frustrating, but it was awesome. Like, you know, like, it was really something different. And, like I said, same thing with Halo 4, and then this one just, I don't know, there was nothing. I'm not even talking story-wise, I'm just talking, like, the gameplay. Like,
the end of it was just kind of flat. At the end,
but... It was just a really big battle, and not even a really big battle, just a really big area where you did a lot of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's slightly better than Halo 2's ending, but
like story wise or
both.
Yeah, because I didn't really pay attention to the story, but I could tell, like, it kind of felt like it was something satisfying. Like, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like
setting it up.
I mean,
like,
Tony and Fozzie haven't finished it, so I don't really want to, like, spoil it. But
yeah.
But Halo 2's ends, so it's just like, this is broken. Like, it just ends, like.
Yeah, it's not like that. Like, it does feel like it kind of, like, wraps up the middle.
Yeah, there's like a legitimate ending. Like, you may not be satisfied with what happens, but it's kind of like, you know, it's the Empire Strikes Back ending where there's more to go, but, you know, this...
The pieces are starting to fall into place.
Yeah, I definitely think that it sets up for, you know, this one. There's way more Locke than there is Chief in this game.
Do you guys think we'll get Halo 6 on Xbox One?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. They're already working on it, I bet.
Yeah. I would think probably... I don't even think it's going to be a 3-year break. I think it's a 2-year break.
Yeah, sounds right.
I think, like, 2017. Because Halo... Like, Gears 4 will be next year, and Halo Wars 2. And then they'll want to push out Halo 6 the year after.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking at this point. So, yeah, it's a Halo campaign.
There
were missions I liked about it, but it was Halo.
It was good. It was not great to me. Speaking just kind of generally about, like, gameplay mechanics? Like, what do you guys think of, like, some of the new mechanics, like the slam mechanic, or, how else is there? They did add some things.
I like the boost, like, when you press B or whatever it is for you guys.
The thrust, yeah.
I kind of wish there was a little bit less of a downtime on it. I mean, I understand why, so it's not being abused. And the only time that ground slam really is good is during, like, campaign. But it's, like, you would never use it during, like,
multiplayer. I almost pulled it off in multiplayer.
I've done it, like, once or twice. There are people that are damn good at it, though. There are people that have, like, mastered it, and it's frustrating when you come across them in multiplayer because... And some of it is because the radar is not as useful in multiplayer anymore because they limited the range. So, you know, if you're, I think it's 18 meters out, you know, if they're 19 meters away from you, which is enough to get you in their sights for a ground pound, like, you don't even know it's coming.
I definitely have been slammed myself. I remember the first time it happened, though. I thought the guy was lagging out. I was like, why is that guy floating in the air? And then, BAM! I was like, oh, shit.
I mean, the ground pound is definitely way more useful, for me at least, in campaign, though. You're right, Fozzie.
I think my favorite new thing is the, like, dash melee. Like, so if you're, like, running... The
Spartan charge. You know?
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It sucks when you miss. It's really sad when you miss, but it's awesome. It's awesome. Like, you know how sometimes you're, like, chasing a guy and you're, like, right behind him, but you don't want to shoot him? Like,
yeah. It's really satisfying in multiplayer. I didn't get quite as much use out of it in, despite, like, killing a lot of things with my, you know, with melee in campaign. I didn't get as much use out of it in campaign. Like, I would try and, like, run up on an elite and hit them, and, like, where that would kill somebody in arena, it doesn't seem to always kill them fully in a...
It's good for, like, you know, finding puzzles, and it does give you that nice little, you know, like, because there's all those walls that can be, like, penetrated and things, and it does feel good just to, like, charge up and just knock that shit
in.
It
looks cool, you know?
Yeah, great.
But yeah, when you miss somebody, it really sucks if you go, like, right past them. Like, you're fucking exposed. But I do like it because if I'm behind someone and I'm chasing them, they don't know I'm there. I usually don't want to start shooting at them because I'm not that good, so they could easily just, like, turn around and kill me. So I really like, you press that, you press fucking melee while you're running after them, dash right into them, fucking, they're dead. It's pretty sweet. I don't know. That's probably my favorite new thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I really liked it. It feels so fluid running at 60 frames a second.
Yeah, and I think you move a little faster than at least, like, the older ones.
Well,
like,
you would. Like, I mean, I don't know if it's that you're actually moving faster, but the game is running twice as fast as previous Halos, so, you know, there's definitely a speed to everything, but, you know, there's more fluidity to the animations, and I really like some of the new weapons out there, too. Like, I like that Arena by itself is back to map control. I liked Halo 4 a lot. I really liked Reach. And when people are like, oh, like, you know, they need to bring back map control, I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, Reach was great, and it wasn't really a map control game. And I enjoyed a lot of Halo 4. But now that, you know, the power weapons are back on the map, and I think, Jeff, you said this last week, that, like, they call them out.
Yeah.
Like, so everyone knows where they are, so it's not like a, hey, where's the rocket launcher at? And only the good players know where to, like, there's kind of like a funnel towards where the sniper rifle or the rocket launcher or the rail gun is, because it's on the map. There's, like, a green icon telling you to go there. you could use that strategically to just kill people because they're going to run at the power weapon. Or if your team is good and you can get it, then you know you're then utilizing it to kill even more of them. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah, they definitely like they straight up call it out to the like rocket launcher 10 seconds.
Yeah,
like you know it's like even if you're not looking, they're gonna tell you. Yeah, I like that. Like I think that's like kind of a you know that's like an old school thing at this point, and I like old school shooters so.
Yeah, but it like that's kind of the thing. It doesn't like that's an old school way of you know playing, but it doesn't necessarily feel old.
No, like, and yeah, you know it does feel old though. Go play like Halo 3 multiplayer. It kind of feels clunky. Yeah. I think now I love it. It's still fun, but like playing those older Halos and the Master Chief Collection, it definitely felt clunky. The first three, a little bit, you know.
Yeah, like one is fun to go back to because it's just kind of like arcadey.
Dude, yeah, that's talk about old school.
Yeah, you don't realize how arcadey it was, like because I mean people have like such great memories of Halo 1, and but going back through the Master Chief Collection, like, and some of it is also that collection runs at 60 frames a second, but it's kind of absurd, you know, playing that. And seeing how kind of cartoony it is, and I don't know. I'm really enjoying Arena a lot, though.
I'm enjoying my good old Slayer, and I play Free For All a lot. I don't know. I kind of like it. Just fucking kill anything you see.
I suck at Free For All.
You suck at it?
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
Really? It's like Slayer, but you kill everything.
Yeah, I think the problem is though, so like with Slayer or any of the team-based games, I can kind of like be a little more cautious.
Yeah, I guess.
And I can work with the team to, you know.
Yeah.
But with Free For All,
it's just chaos.
Yeah, it's completely chaotic everywhere, and somehow I got placed in a platinum rank, so I'm playing against like people that are actually really good at a Free For All, and it's a little bit tough.
I'm silver across the board. I suck. Like I suck to the point where like if I am the top guy on the team, like if I check it, I'm like, oh my god, I'm the top guy on the team. Like you know we're fucked. Like I'm a C+ student at best. Like I'm usually good for 10 and 10, like 10 kills and 10 deaths. Like I don't know. I still have a lot of fun with it, but
hey, if you go 10 and 10, you're contributing to the team,
dude. And sometimes I go on a run where I like got like there was one match last night I had like 20 kills. I was like, fuck yeah, I felt really good about myself, but I think we still lost. Like the whole rest of the team sucked. Like they were just sucking it up. It's like god damn it. But
I don't know. I hear a lot of people saying that like there's not enough maps and there's not enough content. Like I do think there's something wrong with the algorithm that sets the randomness for the maps. But there's 15 maps for Arena. Five of them are specifically for Breakout. But
I love the look of those maps.
Yeah, it
looks like you're playing paintball
in like a Tron type setting.
Yeah, like a neon lit fucking.
But the other there's 10 other maps, and unless you're actually they're all in the other four playlists. All of them are in there. It's just the rotation of them seems a little weird. Like I played two matches today on like back to back on Coliseum and then on a. Trying to think of the name Orion. Like I played like back to back matches on both. But there are 10 maps. Like I've only played on Fathom once. So it's
what is Fathom?
It's the undersea one.
I don't know if I played that ever.
The only time I played it was a Capture the Flag match. Through Team Arena, but
it should be like
it's
in other modes, right? Like,
I mean, it's all 10 of the other maps are Slayer modes, and so Team Slayer, Free for All, SWAT, and
so yeah,
Team Arena has Slayer, like it's Slayer strongholds and Captured Flag that's mixed in there, so all of them should be there. I don't know. I think we talked last week, and there was like no maps that I was like, yeah, this is really good. Like, I've come to really like Plaza a lot. That's the city one with like the car in the middle, and there's like a mall type area. I think that one's really good. And Rig is one that I played a bunch of, and I like that one too.
I don't think any stick out to me yet, and I do feel like I'm getting placed on the same ones way too often.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, the randomness doesn't seem correct. And then we played some Warzone with Fozzy.
Yep.
Fozzy's played more Warzone than any of us, I think.
I have.
Fozzy really likes it.
I do.
I like it in theory, but I'm sometimes bored with it.
It's like the MOBA. That's like the closest thing that I'll ever play to a MOBA.
Yeah. That's actually probably a good way of looking at it. Like, that's actually probably the best way of looking at it. I hadn't thought of it that way.
It's it feels like it, because you think about it, you know, just like in MOBAs, you have like certain creatures you can kill to like your stats or whatever, or make you stronger, and then also at the same time you're trying to like kind of like gain these territories. So it's interesting, because again, there's many different tactics, and you know, the nice thing is you don't have to worry necessarily to kill their core. It's just like, or you get 1,000 points, you know.
Let me ask you this: how does the scoring work? Because I get that, like, all right, if there's an AI on the map, it'll show you like that's 150 points. But how does it work in general? Like if you kill someone, do you get a point for that, or do you get 10 points? Or...
It's 1 point per kill. So this is what like kind of confuses me. Like, I don't see, people should definitely be putting emphasis on killing those 150 point like Proetheans over anything else. Those guys should always be top priority.
Yeah.
So there is kind of a smart way to play it, because, you know, you could bring out your big guns, like, you can die, go to your rec station, whatever, and then bring those out when those Prometheans show up. I don't know how that works, though. Is it the team that does the most damage, or is it the person that gets the last kit, like, shot
last,
in?
Because last kill.
I don't, but, okay, so you're saying that someone can bring down 9%, and then, like, one team bum rush in and kill him.
But I mean that get the points. It mostly makes sense. Like,
I mean, I would just be pissed off if I was working.
Oh yeah, like, because
so again, like, that's another strategy. Is like, do you really need to even be there for like? You probably would start going over there like around
swoop in.
Yeah, exactly.
or not even swoop in. Let them kill it, because they're focusing fighting on that, and in the meantime, you could be taking over their bases and exposing their core.
All right, but so how do points work when taking over bases, though? Like, is it, like, how long you hold the base? Like, it keeps ticking up?
I don't think you get points for, like, it's not, like, Battlefield or something where you get, like, points for every second you have a base.
I think what it is there's, like, a multiplier applied to the points you get, though.
Oh,
whereas, like, if you have two bases, you're getting more points than if you have just one. So like your one point kill might count for 2 points then, or
I got
you. Oh, I see. Okay. I would like it. I would like, to me, it would make sense. Like, the longer you hold the base, your points tick up, because then it gives you more reason to fight over the base. I don't know. Like,
I always thought that the bases were solely like, okay, you're closer to the core, right? Like, you can start to make your way
there, and you can spawn in the bases. You can spawn in the bases that you own.
So do you not get any points for capturing a base at all?
I think you do.
But it's just an instance, like, all right, you got the base, here's your whatever, 100 points.
I've never seen that. Maybe, like, you get it for your own character, like, in the
card. Yeah, I don't think it applies to the team's 1,000.
Really? Overall, this is fucking dumb. I don't know.
Well, it's probably like to prevent like people from maybe like exposing that. Like, okay, well, I don't know. Like, you let
well,
it seem.
Well, then what's the point of holding the base? Right. Just the multiplier? Like,
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Well,
what's the point?
But you want to hold the base because once you get all three, you expose their core and you can move in.
I do wish that there was like a 5-minute tutorial or something you could play, because Warzone is a little intimidating.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do. There's a lot as far as. The packs are really cool because they kind of remind me of like a little bit of Mass Effect, a little bit of Titanfall, just, you know, that excitement of opening up a new pack and seeing what you got. It can be frustrating though, because a lot of times, like, I still haven't gotten a legendary pack yet. I've played a lot of fucking Warzone, so I don't know.
If you give them $9.99 or whatever the fuck it is. Just buy one
for the gold pack, but yeah, it does have, you know, it's not as addictive as Mass Effect. I think I put like $30 into that multiplayer because I really wanted, for example, to get like certain characters. But yeah, there's sometimes when I'm tempted, I'm like, oh man, $3.99, I can't afford that. That's easy.
And I get, like, see, I haven't played a lot of Warzone, so. Like, I have all these rec points, and I buy, like, occasional stuff. I'll buy, like, a silver pack or a gold pack here or there, but I still have, like, enough where I could buy four whole gold packs.
I still don't get it. Like, I don't get how it works. Like,
you don't get how the...
Like, I get it. When you play a match, as it goes on, you unlock... I mean, you guys explained this to me last week, but I'm still like, what the fuck?
Okay,
like,
so yeah, there's a rec level... as you play Warzone.
Yes.
So you start off, everybody starts off at one. And then it'll
move.
You
get to three, you get vehicles or whatever.
Like, you can then, like, unlock, like, whatever your cards are that, you know, are rec level three. I'm not entirely sure which ones they are. They light up as it goes along.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get to rec level five, and you can use those ones, where you get to like rec level 8, and those are even bigger things. But when you use it, it drops your level back down. So if you use like a level 5 card or a level 4 card at level 5, it'll drop you down to level 1.
But are the cards you use, are like those the packs that you unlock or whatever? Like, or is it like
So like you unlock the, like, when you get the packs for leveling up or whatever, you open them up and there's cards inside.
Yeah.
And then those cards are what you use in Warzone.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking then. Like, all right, those cards that you unlock or whatever, like, that's like, you have to go and, like, look at it and, like, open up a pack of cards, right? So are those, like, one-use cards that you're using in Warzone? So, like, because it seems to me, whenever I reach, like, I don't know, level 3 or 4, I could use a ghost every time. Like, there's always a ghost there. It doesn't seem like it's a one-use card.
Well, because you have to go to your collection under your Spartan Hub, go to requisitions in your collection. Like, right now, I'll tell you what I got going on.
You have like a shitload of ghosts or whatever, like stuff like that.
Vehicles.
Like...
So right now I have 18 ghosts.
Okay. All right. Then I get it, and I don't like it.
I have
like,
eight,
I don't
18
like
ghosts. I have 7 wraiths. Like, so I don't know what a wraith costs to use. Like, what the actual you know, rec level you need to do, but I could drop a wraith on the board.
If you reach that rec level,
yeah, and
match.
I'd still have
you
6
save up,
more, yes.
And all you really gotta do is just wait till you get that, like, just not use anything until you get there.
Right.
It feels like very microtransaction-y, even though you don't have to use them at all, and I have tons of points. It's just, I don't know if I like that whole setup. I don't know. I think it would just be cooler. You have everything, and then within the match, if you just, like, go up to that rec level, like, you could always use a ghost if you want. Like, or here's a crazy idea. Just put ghosts on the fucking map, or, like, put vehicles on the map. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think that's to make it, like, you know, strategic on the team's end. Like, do you want a ghost, or do you want to instead, like, pull out a rocket launcher? Because
you get that quicker. And...
Right. Or... Yeah.
I get or, it. Like, maybe they are attacking you with vehicles, and a rocket launcher would be really helpful to shut them down with.
But the fact that there's a finite number, like, you know, say you use up all your ghosts, and then you get to your wreck level in the next match, and you don't have that, like, it's just seems dumb. Like, even though it seems like you're generally given enough points to, like, have a bunch of shit, like, I don't know, feels like they're reaching for money to me or something, like... They will not get a dime out of me out of it. Like,
right. So, as long as, like... And that's it. Like, I mean, if you're like, oh, I'm out of shit, like, just go play Arena for a little bit, and you'll have enough money to... Like, you'll have enough rec points to buy yourself another pack and be able to jump back into Warzone.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't approve of it.
Okay.
I give it a thumbs down.
They're against it.
I don't know. I don't like it. I just don't like it. Like, it's fucking...
I like the randomness of it, like that, like, okay, so I have a Wraith, but Jeff might not, and like I could drop that Wraith in, but Jeff might have a, like, a, you know, he might have a Scorpion or a what's this here, a Mantis that he can bring in, or, you know, you might have. Like, let's see, there's a bunch of, like, different cool different things. So there's the Hydra launcher, right? Like, you probably picked up that at least once during the play. But then there's, like, a rare version of the Hydra launcher called, like, the Typhoon, and, like, that's a little more powerful. So you might be able to pull up one of those, and I might not have one of them, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Or I could pull up one of my 46 saws. I actually have 46 saws. That's a lot of them. I don't know what I need that many for.
Cutting down a forest.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little weird with it. Like, I won't use any of the cards that I only have one of. Because I'm trying to get my collection level to go to 100%. So I'm actually probably, like, the worst person to have, like, you know, Chris, you have a Scorpion in your, but I only have one.
When I get another one.
Yeah, when I get another one, we can use it, but not right now. Do you need a saw? I have 46 of those. I don't know. I've only played 2 matches of Warzone. It seems like a fun thing to jump into with, you know, friends, but I'll stick to the more competitive Team Slayer and SWAT and stuff like that. I guess that's about it for Halo. I'm really enjoying it. I'm gonna keep playing it.
I like Halo.
I don't know how much Battlefront I'm gonna play now, because this place really, really good. There's only so much room for multiplayer shooters. let's do some really quick news, and then we can get out of here.
All right.
Let's see. On the news side of things. Okay. Well, Epic announced the Epic Games, the guys behind Gears of War and Unreal Tournament, they announced a new game called Paragon. It looks like a game with a burly dude that shoots guns. So
that's surprising. It's really out of the box for them.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's really weird. You know, you don't have Cliffy B anymore, you don't have any of those guys, but you're still making those burly shooter games.
Yay.
Let's see. Apple TV came out. Nobody cares.
Yes,
that's true. Call of Duty came out. Nobody cares. It's
kind of Call of Duty is officially out right now.
Right now.
The dudes.
Don't do it. Amazon is, they're delivering to people right
hand deliver.
Who
is hand delivering all these copies?
I don't know. I'd be like terrified. I'd be like going out and delivering Call of Duty. Here's
your
midnight.
Duty.
Especially with the people who play Call of Duty. Obsessively, those people are a little frightening.
Right. It's like, wait, it's 12:07. Why weren't you here beforehand? Should have gone to the midnight release. Let's see. There was a Fallout 4 launch trailer. Anybody watch that?
Oh, yeah.
I did not, but I heard that it had bad facial animations like most Bethesda games. What?
And there were no shadows, and people whined about that.
Yeah, people whined about lots of things. So.
Didn't notice any of that. I was pretty much rock hard throughout, so y'all should check it out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It does have a little bit of like story elements in it too, so you kind of have an idea. So like, it does to me look like there's going to be like differences between this and like New Vegas and Fallout 3.
Well, that's good.
In terms of like, well, I guess in Fallout 3 you did like form like alliances and shit, or I'm sorry, in New Vegas, but it seems like there's like a team element to it, like an AI team. And like base building and shit like that.
Well,
so, like,
yeah,
there is...
they showed that there was definitely like you could build your own little town, right? Like they showed that before at E3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in it.
I'm super excited. Like I kind of like switch back and forth between being super excited for that and then super excited for Tomb Raider, and it's like
I'm getting Tomb Raider first.
I'm getting them both at the same time, but I think I'm going to go like the route that Tony had said, like just play through Tomb Raider, because that's like a one-off, like it's shorter, put it that way. And Fallout, you could like basically play for months, so.
I canceled my Tomb Raider pre-order.
You shouldn't have done.
Because I'm a
homie.
Come on, Tomb Raider's going to be excellent.
I'm sure it will be fine, but I'm going to be playing lots of Fallout, and there's really no reason.
I honestly have no idea. There's not a lot of consensus for Game of the Year this year, I think.
All right, Halo it is.
No, in my opinion, it's not. Like, I don't know.
So
have your own Game of the Year, Jeff, and then we all come to an agreement because we can't come to an agreement outside of it.
I mean, I feel like there's been times before where we did give Halo Game of the Year, where I think like Reach kind of deserved it when it came out, like. I don't think Halo 4 should have been Game of the Year, but...
Was
I definitely...
Halo Game of the Year?
Huh?
Did we give Halo 4 Game of the Year?
We did. I think we did, yeah. Well, Jeff kind of did, because if he had fought for Far Cry 3, that probably would have won.
I don't think that Halo 5 is going to win this year. I want to put that out.
I feel like there's other better games I already played, and there's games...
Oh yeah, I agree. There are better games that I've played, but
I feel like Metal Gear is still my favorite. But that's the thing. It's like, okay, Halo 5 though is still probably going to be a top 5 game. So if we're looking at the averages, Halo 5 still creep its way up there because
and slip in at the end.
I don't know if you guys want to like Metal Gear. I don't know how much Fallout I'm going to be playing. I don't know how much Tomb Raider Tony's going to be playing. So it's still like. Halo 3, that's the thing about Halo, is like, it's never anyone's game of the year, but it is the most consistent, like, top-ranking game. It knows what it's doing, and it gets you there. So suck on that, Hefe! Suck on that, man!
It's always really solid, I just feel like that's maybe not enough this year. I think you're getting Tomb Raider, right, Fozzie?
I am.
Yeah, I feel like Tomb Raider is going to be...
Well, Tomb Raider was not my game of the year that year. And really, like...
It wasn't.
I thought for the fact that Last of Us still didn't win that year. Tragedy. Tragedy amongst all things.
It's not. Yeah. Tomb Raider was a better game.
No. What? Shut up.
I've played Tomb Raider again since that year, and I have not replayed Last of Us.
I will never play The Last of Us again. I didn't want to finish it when I played it the first time.
But, dude, when I played Tomb Raider again, I said to myself, I'm like, we did make a really good choice on that. Like, honestly, like, more sites probably should have gave it that Game of the Year that year. That game is almost flawless. It's a great game. And then this one's just going to be that, but with, like, actual tombs. Like actual big tombs, like, you know, like Zelda temple shit. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought it was a really good Tomb Raider.
I don't know. We'll see where it falls.
If that makes you any happier, but yeah, I did not think it was getting here. So, anyways, I'm excited for it. I'm going to buy it. I'll probably play it. As with Paul. But Fallout is, I feel like it's going to be like Witcher for me, where it's like, I'm going to get really hooked for a week, and I'm going to be like, well, shit, I have other things to play. I don't have the time. Because Witcher, no one talks about, is still a really good game, too.
The Witcher is really good.
And when I went back to Witcher, I got hooked on it again, but Metal Gear came out. I'm like, fuck, like, I want to finish Witcher, because I'm like, there's a great story here. There's this awesome open world, like, gameplay is fantastic. It's just, I can't find time for it. But now I want to go back to it again.
At least for me, once, like, Tomb Raider's off the plate for me, like, I don't feel... I feel like 3 or 4 weeks to play Fallout before Just Cause is enough time for me to, like, have an opinion about it.
I mean, look at it. We've got about a month and, what, 1 or 2 weeks? 2 weeks, say?
So we are going to have our deliberations on December, was it the 15th? 14th. 14th or 15th.
So when you really think about it, that's like a month and 10 days. You have maybe 3 or 4 games you can put some serious hours into at that time. So we're really getting down to it.
Yeah, but you're talking next Tuesday, those two big ones are out. And so that gives I feel like that gives me plenty of time to have a opinion on them.
Tuesday?
Huh?
Is Tomb Raider coming out next Tuesday?
Yeah. Tomb Raider and Fallout are both out next Tuesday.
Okay. So you have a month. I the only thing I worry about is not having enough time with Just Cause to really say how I feel about that.
I mean, there's always a there's always, you know, a game like that that just slips by because of when it's released.
Yeah,
I want to say it's like first week of December or something like that.
I kind of wish that Just Cause was like a spring release.
I think it's December 1st actually, Jeff.
Yeah. I finally watched the trailer for that. Like, I've seen nothing on it, and it looks so fun. It's just, like, ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be such a great game to play, for sure.
It's
going to be an interesting year, though, because there's nothing, as Fozzie said, like, there's nothing that's really, like, is head and shoulders above the rest.
There's a lot of really good games.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Game of the Year games, you know what I mean? That's the problem. Like, any other year, Metal Gear Solid 5 could have easily been probably a game of the year. You know, like...
No.
A lot of competition.
Only in Jeff's dreams.
Tony, no one asked you anything.
I don't know. I think if you take away Tomb Raider, you take away Fallout, and you take away The Witcher, maybe.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
those games are all, like, you know...
Metal Gear gave you a great 25-hour experience. It just didn't need to be 90 hours, that's all.
Yeah, right. Like, I am now 40 hours in, and it's like, I don't know if I'm going to finish it.
I won't disagree with anyone that says that. I don't know how it got 10 out of 10.
I mean, but I played 40 hours of it, so I certainly can't be like, this is not a good game. Like,
yeah, there's something there.
And it gave you something that you don't really see a lot in games is great stealth. Like finally stealth that you wanted in the Metal Gear game. That's all. But you don't play that way. You see, you didn't get the same feeling I did. I love it. Because I love being stealthy.
Some of us just are not stealthy, Fozzie.
Well, the last game was stealthy was Dishonored. That was like 2 years ago. I don't get enough of this shit.
I do want to know how Jeff played as much as he did of Metal Gear and only ended up with like 60 headshots.
Because he can't shoot. Have you played games with Jeff? I mean, really? The guy can't aim.
It's like, I'm looking at like Fozzie's up around like 600 headshots. I'm at like 330.
And Jeff's at like 4. And you're like, how do you only have 4?
I definitely get more.
It's like, did you go around strangling everybody? Darts. Like,
I pumped their body full of darts, man. First one doesn't work, I'll do 3 or 4 more.
Yeah, but you shoot them in the head with the dart, they go down quicker.
Yeah, I know.
Until they start having helmets.
Obviously you don't.
And then you shoot them in the leg and they go, what was that? And then they pass out.
Yeah, I think I always just kind of shot them in the body and prayed for the best. Like, I and
a lot of like takedowns where you just kind of like sneak up on the guy or whatever. Or, like
once you get the sneaking suit, that's really easy to do.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got that. I don't remember. I don't know.
Research the sneaking suit.
I was trying to get it. Believe me, I was like going after that. I think I might have finally got it right before I quit.
Wait, I mean, there are games still for us to talk about. Come game of the year, so it's gonna be a weird game of the year.
It's too bad Zelda didn't come out, because that would have been the clear winner.
That would have been what, Jeff?
So it's too bad Zelda didn't come out, because that would have been a clear winner.
Well, Brains. Nintendo doesn't make games anymore, so
apparently not.
There's gonna be any Nintendo game? No, and that's gonna be in game of the year talk. No.
I would throw
maybe like a top 10.
Jeff can come up with one. Don't.
Yeah, Jeff,
I would throw Splatoon in the mix.
I would not.
I know you wouldn't, but I feel like I'm gonna probably list it higher than Halo because it's just different. It's something that's new, you know.
I think it's different, but I think there's way too much missing from it. when I played it with you, like it was near impossible for me to actually play with you.
That's problematic.
Oh yeah, that shit.
Like, and for a game that is a multiplayer shooter, I want to be able to play with my friends.
I'm just saying, though, in terms of content, though, like, it's pretty much there now.
Paint the floor. Right, there now. Like, that's my problem with it, I think, is, like, it's, you know, it launched with, what, like, 4 maps?
Well, didn't Titanfall win Game of the Year, like, fucking last year or something?
That game had a lot of maps.
Yeah, but Titanfall launched with, like, 15 maps, and 4 different game modes and like an unlock system. And
Jeff has forgotten already. It wasn't his game of the year.
Yeah, Jeff didn't
he
like
struck it from
all.
His memory.
Oh, no, I liked it. I didn't like.
And
it
did,
wasn't
like,
your game of the
did
year.
Way different things too. Like it introduced like AI to the, you know, to the battlefield, which you know Halo is now taking a part
of. Splatoon reminds me a lot of Titanfall, just because really? It's one of the few games this generation that is it feels like a new idea. You know, I really can't think of anything else besides those two that is like a new IP that feels new.
But it does it really though? Oh, well, I guess we'll talk
about
it. You
don't think it feels new?
No.
You don't think Splatoon feels like a new game?
It
like
feels like a shooter.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't play it enough then, dude. It's really.
I put in like 10 hours into it, and all it. I don't know. Like, yes,
it's a real different spin on it.
The difference is, like, you paint the floor instead, but if you're on a bad team, like, your floor is painted for you, and you're fucked. You're backed into your own corner, and you can't move because the other team is just moving up on you. But at least the matches are over in 2 minutes.
I think
there's that.
The traversal, like you know, the way you can, like, swim through the ink and fucking pop out and shit like that, like, there's all sorts of little elements to it that feel really... I hate to use a word from the game, but fresh. Like, it feels really fucking fresh to me. Like, I don't know. And the way you can even use, like, swimming through the eek to, like, swim up behind someone and pop out. And that's also your reload mechanic is swimming. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of things in it that, like, yeah, on the surface, yeah, it's just kind of like a kiddie version of a shooter. But it's doing a lot of things that I don't feel have ever been done in another shooter. And it's kind of like Titanfall. It's like just the Titan aspect of it kind of made it feel like new to me, you know, like something you haven't played before. And then like the whole like being able to wall run and shit, you know.
Sure.
I don't know.
I can see that. I did not like Splatoon. I don't think it's a very good shooter. I don't think it's a very good game.
You're crazy, man. I can't believe you didn't dig that game. Like, granted, I don't play it much anymore, but anytime I do go back and play it, I'm like, yeah, this is fun as fuck, dude. Like, it's kind of like one of the best Nintendo games in a long time for me.
Fair enough. Just did not resonate. Yes,
see,
I'm a hater.
We need Fozzie to, like,
it's one of the only up. Nintendo games in a year for anyone.
That's true. It's one of the best because you've got, like,
because it's the only one. This is the only one. Well, it is, I mean, the best by default.
Jeff also played Kirby's
Rainbow Curse.
Excellent game.
And Yoshi is out there. Yoshi's so, Yarn.
I played everything that they put out.
I still want to play Yoshi, but I just, dude.
You should get Splatoon over Yoshi, dude. You really should.
Nah.
Yeah.
You should Splatoon get... play like a week on with throw like throwaway, but Yoshi, like, I could see myself beating that. Isn't Splatoon only it's multiplayer only, right?
There's a shitty single player campaign.
Whoa! Shitty.
Yeah.
Sir,
that's
language.
There's a crappy single player campaign.
You're selling it fucking short. Like it's
not.
It's fun. It's not like up there with like Mario Galaxy or anything, but it's fun for what it is. It's just a little short.
Okay.
You're a fucking hater. Fozzie, buy fucking Splatoon.
Buy Splatoon.
You need to be the decider.
Of what?
Of who's right on this.
Okay.
We need a third opinion, because I don't know, man. I don't think we need a third opinion. I'm not afraid. Dude, like, I played a Zelda game this year by Nintendo, and I fucking hated it. But Splatoon is something. It's magical. It's special, Fozzie. You gotta do it.
You're magical and special, Jeff.
I know I am.
I'll give it this. The girl squid is really cool looking. A lot of the boy squid is not.
I'm a squid now. I'm a kid now.
That commercial alone.
I'm a squid. I'm a kid. I'm a squid now.
That's the best thing about that game, Fozzie. So get Yoshi.
Yoshi's
not that special. Let me put it this way. I'm probably going to sell Yoshi. And I'm not going to sell Splatoon.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there, Fozzie.
I sold Splatoon.
Why are you trying to get me to like Splatoon so much?
I just think you should... I don't know.
We want you to buy a multiplayer shooter that he's not playing anymore.
I want someone to validate, like... Because Chris is disagreeing with me.
It's okay. Jeff, you're allowed to, like, have a different opinion.
We need a decider. We need him to be, like, our George Bush. He needs to be our decider.
You got it. Love that man. America.
Like, rent it somehow or something. I don't know.
Don't.
Do it. I'm nominated for Game of the Year right now.
Game of the Year.
Fozzie, at this point, the people that are still playing Splatoon...
They're really
good. Well, and they're going to be way... Like, it's worse than, like, jumping into, like, Call of Duty or Halo, like, months after release. You just get your ass kicked, and it'd be the most frustrating experience.
I just got a triple-double in NBA 2K16. Just throwing that out there. Triple-double.
It's those fucking Japanese players, man. They'll fucking...
Right? They were already, like, fucking excellent.
They were good
when
they were
the game
good
came
one.
Out.
Yeah.
Their minds just work differently.
I don't know. I do feel like it's... Yeah, you could be really good at it, but you could still compete with someone who's good at it. I don't know. I think that game... I guess we're going to go on this about this for a while, but I think Splatoon is really something special. But whatever.
You're allowed to think that, Jeff.
I think you're in the minority here. Just going to throw that out there.
Do it.
Not on this podcast, but I think in general, like, the consensus is that Splatoon is pretty great.
The consensus of Wii U owners, which isn't that much. So
also Game Press and stuff, people.
I don't know about that.
I've not heard anyone, like, in the Game Press say that's a bad game.
I've never heard anyone in the Game Press talk about it at all.
That's very...
So...
Let's see.
He's got a point there.
I'll give you a... let's see. There's nobody that says it's outright bad. Just FYI, it has an 81 Metacritic.
Game of the Year.
Halo 5 has an 85.
Whatever. That's just splitting hairs. I'm just saying, like, people, like, you listen to podcasts.
Splitting the hairs that you asked us to split.
There's a lot of people that are like me, too, on podcasts. They're like, I haven't played it in a while, but last time I played it, it was awesome. Like, you know, I don't know.
Here you go. Llama Lord says...
Llama Lord.
His review of Splatoon is, it's too reliant on the internet. everything you do on it needs the internet, and unfortunately, not everyone has quick enough Wi-Fi to play the game. Like, what about the people who live in the country and don't get good enough reception? How are they going to play? The only good thing I could say about the game, because I can't play it, is the colors.
Mama Lord,
we're See, dude, we need to do another game show, like, and fucking have that Metacritic second order.
That might be the best review I've ever read.
I would have guessed it. If you would have read that to me, I'd be like, you're talking about Splatoon.
Yeah, we do need to do another game show. We should probably do one before Game of the Year. Let's see. This one is from a... Oh, wow. No, I'm not reading that. It's like a goddamn book. I was going to read a Halo 5 zero-star review, but it's like 7,000 words long. I have been a diehard Halo fan since Combat Evolve, which I bought... there's no period.
It's all one sentence.
So I bought my first Xbox for 1 through 3 and Reach to represent the pinnacle of FPS perfection to me. Halo 4 I thought was average. I didn't like the textures, which I think were abysmal compared to Reach's graphics. I don't know what he was looking at, because 4 was the best looking Halo game. The story was a bit boring and the game was short and linear, but I think it's 343's first game. Not too bad for a first effort. I genuinely have faith that Halo 5 would address all the issues and bring the beloved series back on top. So I got Halo 5 Deluxe Edition pre-ordered, got the game, and I'm absolutely devastated at what 343 have made. It doesn't feel at all like Halo anymore. The graphics are blurry and jaggy, and draw range of resolution is appalling. With heavy pixelation. I don't know what game he's playing. Like, is he playing on, like, an old...
There's something wrong with his TV.
Your TV's broken. Wow. Oh, I'm not going to read the rest of it. It just keeps going on and on. Oh, I love user reviews. They're fantastic.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, last piece of news here. Blizzard's Overwatch is coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One sometime next year in the spring.
Take that, PC Master Race.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a $60 game on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, so not a free-to-play game like a lot of people expected.
Yeah, I don't think I'd care either way, but maybe.
I
don't know enough about it, really, honestly. I was aware of it, and that's...
I've heard a lot, like, that it's a lot like Team Fortress.
I never got into that.
Yeah.
What?
Overwatch. I've heard that it's a lot like Team Fortress, but Team Fortress is free. Overwatch at $60 for a game that's like Team Fortress seems a bit high. Oh, and Mirror's Edge got delayed.
Again. I don't
know if we talked about that last week.
The Gearbox game got delayed as well.
Oh, yeah, Battleborn got delayed. Yeah.
Another. Not that anyone gives a fuck about that.
All these games are it's Battleborn, Overwatch, and there's a Bethesda one that's just like it too.
They're all like the same thing. They all kind of like mixed together in my brain.
Well, yeah, just about. I don't think there's any difference in any of them. Anyway, next week is Fallout and Tomb Raider. Jeff and I will have played Tomb Raider for sure. The rest of you may have all played Fallout by then.
I will probably have played a little bit of both, gotta be honest.
Yeah, I think I need to sit down and play through Tomb Raider first. Just to make sure I get through it.
It's probably the smart thing.
It's like, Fallout will still be there when I'm done with Tomb Raider.
I'm really upset. I wish I got injured next week so I could just play.
How long are you injured for there?
I don't know. They said to come back on Monday and see how I'm doing. Or if I'm feeling better, I could go back and like have the doctor release me to work again.
You need to be cleared like you have a concussion in the NBA.
Yeah, just like that, yeah.
What happened, Jeff? You fall down?
I was like right in front of someone's mailbox. There was like a hole in the ground there, and I couldn't see because there's like leaves all over. And
so you basically fell in a Viet Cong. Trap.
Yeah, it was a fucking trap, dude. And the funniest thing is there was a little girl knocking on the door at this house, like, right there when I did it. And, like, right when I did that, and, like, I twisted my call, I was like, shit! Like, really loud. She, like, looked at me, and I'm like, I just... Yeah. And then this was, like, at noon, and then I made the mistake of, like, oh, because you twist your ankle all the time, and you're walking across people's lawns, it's, like, uneven ground, you know? So I was like, oh, I'll just keep going, and then, like, right near the end of my route, like, I couldn't walk anymore, like, at all, so I didn't even finish my route. So, yeah, it sucks.
Well, stay home, play some Halo.
I guess. I really want to
play some Splatoon, I guess. Like, if you really want.
Yeah, whatever. I should just
show... to spite me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will be talking Fallout and Tomb Raider next week. Don and I are doing Extra Life this weekend on Saturday. Don is like, I cannot do the entire 24 hours. One, I'm fucking old now, and that's really tough. And two, I have to be a parent. So,
right.
My wife is working that Saturday, and on Sunday she is taking my daughter to New York. So, I do not have the option of like. Just recovering all day Sunday. But yeah, we're doing that. Check out the streams. It'll be on Twitter, popping up.
Same. I'll probably be watching y'all because I'll be sitting here incapacitated.
Yeah, we should try and play some Halo campaign co-op.
Oh, sure.
I know Don is trying to rent Halo 5 for the weekend, so he wants to at least play the campaign. I think you should play the multiplayer, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.